morning, everyone. Let's shift from the field crops to horticultural crops. My name is Mary Shuifi from Agri-Food Canada in Summerland, BC. My colleagues here, Catherine Carter and Anne Verhollen from, and also Diana Nimet from OMAFRA, Ontario Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs, and Scott Baker was my research assistant, my technician. And we did this research, the screening cover crops for sustainable grape production in Ontario, Canada, 2014 and 2015. So I'm not going to repeat all the benefits of the cover crop. It's very similar in the horticultural crops, with some extra also expected benefits. So the grape growers especially, they're very interested in cover crops and exploring the cover crops because of also aesthetic reasons. So it looks better. They usually use the vineyards for the weddings and different events, and it looks better to have a nice cover on the ground. And also it's reduced the splashes of the soil, and it's keep the soil neat and nice. One of the disadvantages is that sometimes cover crop impact the winter damage in the vineyards because in Canada we're dealing with the cold winters, and sometimes cover crop keep the moisture, and we saw some negative impact on the winter damage for the vineyards. So with that, the objective of these experiments was to look at a range of cover crops. The industry was interested to see which cover crops work. Almost most of the high percentage of the growers, they shift to have at least annual ryegrass as a cover crop in Ontario. There was not much research to see what are the differences between the range of cover crops, and can we improve both yield and the soil properties or soil quality and yield quality using different cover crops or mixture of the cover crops. So we look at this research, we look at the nitrogen dynamic, yield quality, soil properties at three main regions, grape growing regions in Ontario. So 2014-15, three sites, Lake Erie, North Shore, and Niagara region, and Prince Edward County. So I don't know if you can see that. Or I'm strong enough to. Okay. Oh, I'll show the. Okay, here. Okay. So this is the Prince Edward County, the Niagara area, and also Lake Erie region, the three main grape growing area in Ontario. So we used these three sites. We had plots at each of these sites, and these are the cover crop treatments. Annual ryegrass, which was the control, most of the growers using annual ryegrass. We added the red clover to annual ryegrass, third one forage radish, and then in the fourth one we totally switched. Instead of annual ryegrass, we use a creeping red fescue plus the micro clover. The goal is that the grape growers, they don't want to go and manage the cover crop several times during the growing season. So actually high yielding cover crop, high biomass is not beneficial. They don't like it because then it's more work for them. They have to go and mow it. So creeping fescue and micro clover, they grow much slower compared to the other treatments. And the last one is a super mix, they call it. So it's a wide range of cereals, grasses, and legumes, and also brassica. The experiment was a randomized complete block design with three replications. Planted the cover crop early July to mid-July, and then we had soil sampling three times, bud break, bloom, or flowering stage, rising, and harvest. We sampled the cover crop two times at Verizon and at harvest. We look at the yield at the harvest and also some of the yield quality that are important for the winemaking, such as Brix number, titratable acidity and yawn at harvest. This is some pictures of one of the cover crops. We had a great establishment in 2014. This is annual ryegrass forage radish, and this is the method of sampling, both soil sampling and yield assessment. Soil properties in these three sites very different. That's why we use these three sites, because they had different microclimate and different soil properties. Prince Edward County, lower soil pH compared to the other sites that were more neutral, calcareous soils. The total nitrogen was slightly higher in the Lake Erie region. Potassium was lower in the Prince Edward County, and phosphorus was lower in the Lake Erie. So a range of soil properties. In terms of the soil textures, Prince Edward County was a lighter texture soil. These two, especially Lake Erie, heavy texture, so they had more clay. They're not like heavy, but they had much more clay compared to the Prince Edward County. And Prince Edward County is a colder region, so it is a different management of the grapes. So they in end of the fall, they actually cut the whole cane and they cover it with the soil. In the other two regions, they don't do that. They keep the cane and they just prune it. Looking at the yield, we didn't have much differences. So one of the issues that we had was the winter damage. So in 2014, we had the winter before we had severe winter damage in the Lake Erie, so we didn't have yield in that one site. In the Niagara, we didn't have any significant differences between the treatments in the yield. In Prince Edward County, we saw significant increase cover crops, basically, versus the mixed cover crops versus the annual ryegrass. So whenever we use a mix, it works better than the just the annual ryegrass in this site in 2014. Looking at the cover crop biomass at these different sites, both in 2014 and 2015, so what we saw, again, these uncertainties. So one year, one mixture works really good. The other year, another mixture works good, and this mixture is basically very poor. So I was looking for the consistency. See, do we have any consistency between the years for these cover crops? And when we look at the Lake Erie and Niagara region, these two regions were kind of close, very similar to each other, and we saw that we have some consistency on the annual ryegrass red clover, and annual ryegrass forage radish, which was good. Almost they did all three of them kind of similar. In the first year, they were not significantly different. In 2014, in 2015, actually the annual ryegrass and forage radish did better. So more, by better, I mean more biomass produced in that treatment. So we expect more effect on the soil or soil attributes. Next one, so here, yeah, the increase, the significant differences there. For the Prince Edward County, it was relatively consistent effect of annual ryegrass plus forage radish and super mix. They did pretty good both years, 2015 and 2014 for the Prince Edward County. So you see sites, between the sites there was a huge difference there. And the problem with the super mix was the price, because it was a different seed, so the cost of seeding was like higher compared to the other treatments. And then when we're looking at the annual ryegrass and the annual ryegrass plus red clover in the Prince Edward County, it was not consistent. So 2014, they performed poor. 2015, they did great. So it was not really consistent in that regard. For the creeping fescue and microclover, a consistent, like, poor performance compared to the others in all the sites. So that wasn't a good choice. Soil nitrate, it was no differences between the treatment in 2014. However, in 2015, 15, we had some differences. So this is the nitrate level up to 30 centimeter depth. And then you see 2015 in Niagara and 2015 in the Prince Edward County. Here you see, when you're looking at the Prince Edward County, you see the maximum the highest nitrate was at the bud break, so early in the season. But for the Niagara, you see the maximum or the highest nitrate level measured at the horizon. Probably the reason for the that low concentration during the growing season, it might be lower pH and lower soil organic matter, so we had less mineralization in this site compared to the Niagara, and also coarse soil texture, which increased the chance of the leaching. But what you see in both of these pictures, you see the timing of the nitrogen supply is not match with the timing of the high plant nitrogen demand. So we're either here, we're too late, the peak of the nitrogen is too late, here is too early. What we want is that to have the high nitrogen at the flowering stage, that we don't have it in any of these two sites. So in summary, it's good that the grape yield didn't reduce. So we didn't have any effect on the grape yield, because that was a concern that the cover crop start competing with the grape yield. So we didn't have that. And even we had some increase in 2014 at the Prince Edward County, which was a less fertile soil. At least one mixture at any year works better than the annual ryegrass. So it seems using the mixture is more beneficial in terms of the cover crop dry biomass. The creeping fescue and micro clover performed really poor in all three sites, so that's not recommended. Establishment was very, very poor, low biomass. Overall, in all the sites, the annual ryegrass and forage radish performed really good, and it was consistent between the year, consistent between the sites. So that probably is recommendable. It has a high biomass and high weed suppression. So whenever we had high biomass, a cover crop established well with the high biomass, we got less weed pressure, which is very, very important. The effect on the soil properties was not significant between the years. And what is really, I would like to know and do more research on that, to look at these interaction between the soil properties, climate, and cover crop establishment under these kind of environment, which is like the humid temperate region. So we need an algorithm to be able to bring these three together and see we can have some sort of prediction of what we should expect from the cover crop in terms of the establishment and yield and beneficial effects. At the end, I would like to thank you, the funding agency, which was Ontario Ministry of Agriculture, Food, Rural Affairs, and Grape Growers of Ontario. Technical support, several students, they help in running these experiments, and three wineries, Hilliard Creek State, Colio, and Lambert Vineyards. They were really helpful. They allow us to use their sites, and they support us. So thanks to all of them, and thank you for your attention. Thanks a lot.
One question?
Yes.
Treatment 4, which has the fescue.
Yes.
Do you find it a good treatment to use for wineries?
It used to. So we chose that treatment because it works well in U.S. Or different parts of Europe. They recommend that. It didn't work for us at all because it didn't establish. So the fescue grow really, really slow. And by the time it starts like germinating and growing, the weed already take over. So it can't compete with the weed and it didn't work well in this kind of climate and soils. Same plots, so every year we planted the same thing.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.